Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Marketing a new game or console can't be easy. What seems like an excellent idea at the time might not necessarily be an excellent idea when it comes to the execution, which is generally why there's a committee to run things through first. But when the whole team signs off on it and it goes to print for the world to see, you've gotta wonder what they were all huffing that day. Posters that were hopefully accidentally racist, or gaming smack talk just being insulting, or just anything from the mouth of one particular snake oil salesman. They're all out here in the world to see, and more importantly, to never forget. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game blunders we'll never forget. Number 10, the dead don't advertise. Hey, remember Acclaim? The once proud company that spawned from ex-Activision staff that had a slew of hits back in the day, including ports of Mortal Kombat, several WWE games, as well as licenses for many popular franchises. Whatever happened to them? Oh yeah, they released shockers like BMX XXX and subsequently got sued by Dave Mirror, and tried to get parents to name their newborn kids Turok, but that's not the worst of it. No, trying to market Shadow Man's Second Coming by advertising on actual headstones of actually dead people has to be the worst one. That is literally exploiting the dearly departed for profit, as well as offending the families of those in the process. For one, it was just offensively gross, and secondly, can you imagine going to a gravesite or a chapel and seeing a game being advertised on headstones? Not a good look. Thankfully, the whole notion was vetoed before any damage could be done. To headstones, I mean. As for Acclaim, well, the rest is history, and that's where they're relegated to now. Number 9. Too Human, Too Greedy. Let's be honest, Too Human is not a very good game. Sure, it's definitely got its fans, but I think we can mostly agree it's a bit of a mess. So like any good company, Silicon Knights blamed Epic for the game's poor presentation, as the latter licensed out the Unreal Engine to use in Too Human's development, going one further to sue them. However, it wouldn't be wise to sue the company whose engine you're using to make new games with. That's what Silicon Knights did, and that's why you don't see any Silicon Knights games anymore. So, sadly, don't expect a sequel to Eternal Darkness. Even pre-Fortnite, Epic was still a big deal, and as such had the clout to fight back against the Knights. The presiding judge over the case saw to it that Silicon Knights were to destroy all evidence of games bearing the Unreal Engine, pulling all of their games off shelves and financially ruining them in the process. Number 8. A staggering lapse in judgment. Look, I really hope I can throw Sony a bone on this one and assume that they weren't trying to be super racist when they went for this billboard advertising the white PSP. However, this was Sony off the back of what people already perceived as racially stereotypical adverts for the PSP at launch. You remember with the soot and the squirrels? Yeah, they were bad. So what in any god's name possessed them to go through with this next bit of marketing for the white variant, who in their right mind in that department thought, let's have a white woman stood above a black woman in a position of dominance, and didn't see any negative connotations to that. Whatever Dutch company thought this one up in 2006, I'm assuming has not had a lot of work since. Number 7. Murdering nuns, real or not, is bad. The church and gaming has always had a bit of a tumultuous relationship, as has gaming in the depiction of violence against women. So what did IO Interactive think was the best course of action for the Hitman Absolution trailer? Have Agent 47 systematically kill a group of hit women who are wearing religious garb. Well, liberal definition of the word religious, what with the PVC and all, but still the intent was there. Hitman games prior to Absolution were more subtle affairs that focused on stealth mainly. But Absolution decided to go all grindhousey, and this was the result. sexy PVC nuns that were taken out with extreme prejudice. As you can imagine, the backlash was insane. Cries of sexism, glorified violence against women, and many more came forward, with Io having to apologize that it wasn't their intention to offend. Well, offend they did, and whilst the subsequent mission was still kept in the game, it was massively toned down. You still took them out, as this is still a Hitman game after all. But that trailer still left an unpleasant taste in many people's mouths. No wonder they decided to reboot the series after that one. Number 6. Don't believe the Molyneux. There are some developers out there whom we love for the stories they craft and the magic they can weave into their sales pitch of a game. Then there's Peter Molyneux. Whilst to his credit he has been the driving force behind some very fine games, such as Black and White, Theme Park, and of course the Fable series, he shouldn't get in front of them. That is, he should not be the hype man for his own games. Fable was sold as the most interactive game ever, with every consequence growing with the world around you. The scars you bear, the trees you cut down, etc. This turned out to be a slight exaggeration, with only minor cosmetic effects affecting your player. Then there was the Curiosity Cube shenanigans, with the false promise that the eventual winner would receive a portion of the profit from Molyneux's next game, Goddess, that as of 5 years later, hasn't happened. Yet, weirdly, Molyneux never seems to see any wrongdoing in his fibs. He's never openly admitted to his lies, but seems to forget that there is evidence contradicting a lot of his outrageous claim.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5. Splinter Cell Nearly Convicted. Considering the Splinter Cell series had up to that point been largely about stealth, you wouldn't expect a big deal to be made of its marketing. Certainly not stuntman waving a gun in public levels of marketing ploy anyway, but that's what we've got here. And whilst I bet most of you assumed this was in America, a PR event in Auckland, New Zealand was host to this one. Quite what the intention was is beyond anybody's guess, but to the punters outside a bar, a bandaged madman madman waving a gun about ended in armed police swooping onto the scene. Thankfully, no one was shot, but it was tense as police couldn't ascertain whether the gun was real or not until it was seized. This essentially meant a stuntman brandishing a fake gun whilst being aimed at with very real guns, all in the name of promoting a video game. Also, none of this really made any sense as the series was known for its stealth, not public gun brandishing. Number 4. More than 99 red balloons floating in the bay. Nothing says buy our game like causing environmental damage. Wait. No, I've got that wrong. That's the opposite. That doesn't help at all. To be fair to THQ, I'm sure the attention was good-natured. Marketing is all about getting the attention of the buyer, and in some cases, the bigger the better. But why balloons? They're all fun and games until they deflate and clog up streets, parks, and in this instance, the San Francisco Bay. Thankfully, the offending balloons in this case were biodegradable and were all cleaned up, but San Franciscans were still less than happy. American retailer GameStop, whose name adorned the balloons, placed the blame firmly on THQ, denying all notion, despite the contrary, all ire was to be directed at the publisher for the stunt, which, when you think about it, was a bit shitty of them to not take their share. It wasn't all bad news, as Homefront pre-orders stacked up surprisingly good numbers for THQ, but whilst biodegradable, it wasn't an instantaneous cleanup, with some lasting up to 6 months in the water and surrounding areas. At least Deep Silver didn't try it for Revolution. They just made a terrible game instead. Number 3. The Gizmondo car crash, complete with real car crash. Back when launch parties were a big thing, the Gizmondo had celebrity endorsement, i.e. paid appearances, from the likes of Pharrell Williams, Busta Rhymes, and Jodie Kidd. Gizmondo executive Stefan Eriksson took part in the 24 Hours of Le Mans to advertise it. It was all going so well for the upcoming handheld. It even played alright, though it wasn't a patch on anything Nintendo had to offer. As an alternative dinky handheld, though, it looked promising. But the lack of games, delays in overseas launch, and the lack of return on the millions spent on advertising had other ideas. It shifted less than 25,000 units. Ever. That's not the end of this one, however. After amassing $300 million in debt, it was discovered that several of Gizmondo's staff had connections to the Swedish mafia. Not the Swedish house mafia. Eriksson was then caught and arrested after crashing an extremely rare Ferrari, blaming it on an imaginary German he was supposedly racing. From proverbial to literal car crash. Number 2. Assassin's Creed shows its true face. When the series first arrived, Assassin's Creed was a breath of fresh air from Ubisoft. Then came a few sequels and it started to get kinda stale. Then they brought out Black Flag and we loved Assassin's Creed again. So when Unity was announced as the then first proper next-gen title, stakes weren't exactly high, but Ubisoft had some positive momentum going for the series. Seriously, how could they balls it up after how revitalizing Black Flag was? All it had to do was stick the landing. They had the incredible new city of Paris to explore, you could actually co-op assassinate with your mates. Easy, no? You don't need me to recap the mess that was AC Unity, but the abridged version is, what a mess, it's so buggy, where are the faces? And fans weren't happy. It smacked of rush development, despite Ubi saying otherwise, generic sequel, and a massive misstep after how good Black Flag was. So much so that Ubisoft opted to take a year off before coming out with Origins, and there was a lot riding on that one. Number 1. John Romero's bitching. Smack talking in video games is nothing new. It's not an inherently good practice, mind, as negatively insulting someone isn't particularly healthy. However, when it's confined to a game, fair enough. When a developer goes out of their way to smack talk, say, its fan base or a rival company, that's when things get a little weird. But when a director, high from the fumes of his own smugness, takes out an A4-sized advertisement insulting the very fan base likely to play his game, yeah, that's a bit much. Such was the god complex of John Romero and his preceding reputation that this seemed like a good idea. Although now he blames it on another's influence, boasting that, quote, he was about to make you his bitch was just plain rude. Whilst it also didn't help that for all the pomp and bluster, Daikatana was a massive pile of gash, the offending advert did it no favors whatsoever. What even was the intention? Is the game gonna be difficult? Is Romero the final boss? Whatever the reason, it was the rancid icing atop the awful cake that was what we now know as the Daikatana debacle.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.